I'm back. Everybody else has been for quite some time now, but I was having so much fun on holiday break, I just didn't want to leave. Well, I finally gave up. Here I am. So the daily podcast should be back in some sort of order. Apologize for the lack of them this week. Steve tried his hardest, but he's not exactly the pod wizard that yours truly is. Oh, God, that sounded lame. But here we are. I'm back. All the daily podcast shows should be back and in some neat, easy-to-access realm for you for the duration of the rest of the year. Barring any major calamity, it was Friday morning, January 7th. A big Eagles concert coming up in March. We'll have tickets next week. We talked about that right off the bat. We celebrated National Pass Gas Day. Talked about our mental health. Statesboro Blues was featured in Song Stories. And I rounded out my final NFL week of picks for the year. Dave's Pigskin Picks. It was back for a Dallas week, no less. Even though we may not see really anyone we know on either team on Saturday night. Greg Berent, or Barrent, I forget. It's been a long time since he was on the show. He joined us as well. It's all in here for you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy. It's the Daily Podcast.
Live in the fast lane from the Eagles. I got to tell you, I am so charged about this show.
Yeah.
I am just over the top charged about it. First off, because it's the one show that we've announced that isn't like, you know, 10,000 light years away.
Right.
All right. You know, it's the Eagles are coming to town on March 28th. They'll be at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are going on sale next Monday. They're doing Hotel California in its entirety.
Right.
And when they were doing that tour for the album originally, it was one of the greatest concerts I had ever
seen. That's the MSG show?
Yeah, the Madison Square Garden show. And then it's going to be like greatest hits as well. And we've got tickets for the show all week next week. I mean, I am just totally excited. But people will have tickets before I'll have tickets.
Huh.
All right, so I got to find a way to get tickets.
Yeah. If only you knew a guy that – oh, wait, never mind. He's not in there anymore.
Right? Yeah, no, he's not in the band anymore.
You think they'll bring him out?
I don't think so.
Not yet?
I don't think,
it's not that tour yet?
I don't think he wants to be brought out.
Go to the show with him.
Oh, my God, that'd be amazing.
Oh, that would be hysterical.
You call Felder, you get his ass in Philly, and you go to the show with him.
Yeah.
That would be so good.
Have him up on your shoulders in the crowd.
We'll get in touch with Sutcliffe and the Live Nation people, and we'll get you guys backstage. We'll get a guitar signed, and you and Felder bring it back.
Okay.
Show up at the meet and greet with him.
That'd be amazing.
And I want front row seats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Front row seats. So they see us.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be too much.
He'd be a wonderful troll.
He won't do it, but I'll ask.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
There's no way he'll do it, but I will ask. All right. So we've got a lot to get to today. The question from hell is back. Jeff Dunham tickets is what we got. But most importantly, it is treacherous out there. I said this at the open of the show, and I'm going to be saying it all morning long. It is really treacherous out there. It doesn't look like it's much of anything. There isn't a lot of snow, but my God, is it slippery. Literally, I came down one road. I did the classic. Oh, the car's turning to the left. I'll turn to the right, which is the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's hard not to do
that.
Though.
Yeah, right. It's the natural reaction,
muscle memory.
Right, and then all of a sudden, and I'm on a curved road, and I'm going sideways.
Yeah, I believe it.
I'm going sideways.
I tried to turn right.
Road.
I went straight through the light.
Right. So it is. It's a bitch out there, folks. So be really, really careful. If you don't have to go in, don't. If you give yourself time. This is all going to end by about between 8 and 9 this morning. Right, and then it's just going to be cloudy and
cold.
And cold, yeah.
Windy.
Yeah. And we're going to have rain on Sunday, so all of it's going to disappear.
All right.
But we will, be right back. Oh, no, we won't.
We're going to play music.
We're going to play music. Oh, okay, all right.
We'll be back after the music, though.
All right. By the way, your guy Mattress Matt is back in the news.
Well, of course.
Yeah. He's betting on
the college football playoffs.
Yeah, Alabama over Georgia. All right. Put down $1.2 million.
I hate this guy.
I know, right? It's plus 125, so all he'll win is $300,000.
Yeah, it's not even like a fun bet, though, John.
Yeah, I know. Well, who needs an extra $300,000?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
So yesterday, now look, I realize it's immature, but it's a morning show, and if there's one thing that is a standard topic of a morning show, it's, yes, farting. Because we had, do you remember the story we had about the OnlyFans site and the girl who was jarring her farts?
Yes.
She ended up in the hospital.
I saw that.
You saw that story?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yesterday,
because she was eating too many beans or something, right?
Yesterday was National Bean Day.
Okay.
And believe it or not, I am not joking. Today is National Pass Gas Day.
Come on, man.
I swear to you.
It's her time to shine.
I swear to you.
Come on, get well. Soon. Right. Now.
And they did a survey. I'll ask you guys this. All right. In the poll, they found 16% of people are proud of their flatulence.
Yep.
All right. And almost always admit that they're the one who dealt it. 19% would never admit it. And 65% this says it depends on who they're with. I blame it on the dog a lot.
Yeah,
when I'm with my boys, it's always a riot to be like, was me.
Yeah, that was me.
Even my 1-year-old will start giggling and turn to us and be like, that was me.
Do you freely pass gas in front of your significant
Never.
Other?
Never, ever, never. Ever.
Me really? Neither.
Huge rule.
Oh, yeah.
Never.
Right. Me
pretend
too.
It doesn't exist.
Right.
Really?
Yes.
51% of people say they do. They just let them
No, up. That's insane.
I'll fart right in front of Kristen.
No,
if I know Lauren. I'll fart right now.
I avoid the top floor when Lauren's in the bathroom. Pretend she's not even in there. She's combing her hair.
Well, would you break wind on public transportation or hold it in?
Try to hold it in.
Yeah, hold it.
I'm a good person.
Only 25% say they try to hold it
in. Oh, that's sick.
All right. I prefer holding onto it in an elevator until I get to a floor where a lot of people are getting on. And then just before, I'll just just let one loose.
The old duster.
And get out. Yeah. You know, so how embarrassed would you be if you let one slip at work and people knew?
I'd done it before. I remember we were downstairs. Right. I snorted. I sneezed and a fart came out also. And it stunk. I don't know if you guys remember it. It was horrible. I was dying laughing because it was so bad.
What was horrible, the sneeze or the backside? Because our old producer, Rob,
smells
from sneezes. I didn't even know
really?
You could smell a sneeze.
No, this is the fart smell. The whole studio stunk.
No. Unfortunately, I don't remember that.
I do. So funny.
And 50% of people say they enjoy the smell of their own gas.
Yeah, all right.
You know who covers this in a big way?
Who?
Martha Stewart.
So now I'm going to pick my butt.
After cooking up some baked beans.
And then cut cheese.
And broccoli.
It just goes like crazy. So now you're going to peel off one. Just put one of these in a room and you're going to get heady. Be careful about breathing in the fumes because they're really strong. This is so much fun. You know when you make borscht, it's always like this.
The John Bella Podcast. John DeBella.
A study got done, and for decades, look, fans of heavy metal have been looked down upon as dirty, hard-living, unhealthy miscontents, right? A new study that came out of Finland turns that notion on its head. Looking at 311 municipalities, researchers wanted to compare the area's density of heavy metal bands and the specific hospital admissions and mortality, right? What they found is the cities with higher numbers of heavy metal bands showed lower rates of mortality and hospital admissions for alcohol-related problems and self-harm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I kind of get it. You get your stress out with that music.
Yeah. Vibrant local heavy music scenes might help promote health through healthier lifestyles, better coping mechanisms. All right, metal isn't for everybody.
Right.
I mean, your average Celine Dion fan isn't going to be going to a metal show.
True.
I would like to see the person that does that.
I would love to see a Celine fan headbanging.
There is a way to do it.
How's
you
that?
Just got to get somebody to record it. I think this works so well.
Yeah.
All right. Listen to him when he goes for the ending. Something my son could do. Here he goes. I would never believe that would work as a metal song, but it sounds so good.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories, and we're dealing with Statesboro Blues this morning. It was one of the Rolling Stones' 100 greatest guitar songs of all time. And Duane Allman learned how to play this. You know, it was Don Felder who was began teaching slide guitar to Duane Allman. And Duane picked up a lot of his licks by studying Jesse Ed Davis and Taj Mahal, right, who did an incredible cover of Blind Willie McTell's Statesboro Blues. So in a conversation back in the 90s, Greg Allman told us that though all those things came together to create the opening track of what is on the Allman Brothers' Live at the Fillmore album.
Duane was a big fan of Jesse Ed Davis, and that's where he learned to play slide from that record. Because I had taken him horseback riding, and the horse had thrown him and had broken his left elbow. And you know whose fault it was, don't you? Mine. We were not on speaking terms there for about 2-3 weeks, and so I brought him a little present, a bottle of Corseton pills for his cold, and I brought him the first Taj Mahal record. About 2 days later, he called me on the phone and said, "Gregory, get over here. I'm going to show you something."
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's been weeks since we've been able to get to it, but his overall record is 20-24. It is time for Dave's Pigskin Picks, being brought to you by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the only sportsbook backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dave.
Yeah.
Let's start out with the game of the week. The San Francisco 49ers, the Los Angeles Rams.
Yep.
The Rams are a 4.5-point favorite. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, if San Francisco wins, they'll be in the playoffs. It's that simple. If they lose and the Saints win, they're out of the playoffs. If the Rams win, they're the number two seed, but a loss could mean dropping to wild card status.
Okay, so my head hurts already.
Yeah, exactly. Steve gets me. You don't. It's okay. The Rams have a 5-game winning streak going. But so do the 49ers against the Rams. For whatever reason,
wow,
they just simply own this team. It doesn't really make any sense. They just own them. Further frustrating the Rams will be preparing for two quarterbacks in this, Jimmy G or Trey Lance. They haven't said who's going to start yet. As Lawrence from The Office Space would say, two jocks at the same time, man. I don't care who starts. I watched the entire 31-10 beatdown back in November when all I needed was the Rams to simply win to hit an 8-game parlay. It was the worst game of the entire year for me and possibly the Rams. It might be again. Don't let it happen to you. Niners plus 4.5.
Okay. Lock of the week. Steelers at the Ravens. Baltimore is a 5.5-point favorite at home.
Yeah. And if you did you watch the Monday Night Football game with Roethlisberger's big goodbye?
No.
Okay. It was you basically watched a sports movie if you saw that game.
Right.
It was a perfectly scripted storybook send-off for Ben Roethlisberger. There's absolutely no way after those credits rolled Monday night that the Steelers can match the intensity, the emotion, the desire to win on the road in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. The key to beating the Ravens is attacking their secondary, and after the amount of teary-eyed goodbye waves Big Ben did on Monday night, I'll be surprised if he can reach their linebackers with his arm. The Ravens are on a horrible losing streak, but Lamar Jackson should be back. He's going to be hungry. Back Baltimore minus 5.5.
All right, and then there's the Eagles, the Cowboys and the Eagles. Dallas is a 7-point favorite.
Yeah, and picking games in week 17 is basically the equivalent of getting hammered, putting on a blindfold, and flailing at a piñata, and there's no better example than this. Will the Eagles play their starters? Who knows? Will Dallas play their starters? Again, no idea. Why did the NFL flex this to Saturday night in primetime? Well, maybe Roger Goodell got high with Snoop on Monday night's football broadcast.
I'll give you a reason. What they're doing is setting up one of these teams to play Saturday in Wild Card Weekend.
Is that it?
That's probably why.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, both teams.
More sense than Goodell smoking with Snoop. all I know is this game has the same reliability as a FedEx Field tunnel gate, and I refuse to end the year picking the stinking Cowboys over our Eagles, who I'm so damn proud of. I cannot make that my final pick of the year. Take the birds at home with a touchdown cushion.
All right, so once again, you're getting week, San Francisco and Los Angeles, you're taking the Niners. Lock of the week, Steelers and Ravens, you're taking Baltimore. Eagles game, Cowboys, you're taking the Eagles. Now, let's move on to our listener pick'em, and our listener this morning is Tom. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Morning. Booyakasha, guys.
Booyakasha. Tom, tell us a little about yourself. Where are you from?
Franklinville, New Jersey.
What do you do there in Franklinville?
I'm retired.
You're retired? Lucky bastard. Yeah. All right. What do you do to occupy your time?
I end up being a grandpa bus driver.
I see. Okay. That's nice. All right. I think Dave and Steve have one of those.
Yeah. Right. My name's Linda.
Grandpa's name is Linda. That's interesting.
Well, Grandma.
All right. The game we're giving you is the Packers at the Lions. Green Bay is a 3.5-point favorite. What are you thinking and why?
Packers. If I got to go with a team other than the Eagles, Packers, Vikings are the two teams that I have strong.
Okay.
All right. Well, if the Packers manage to win this, you're going to walk away with $150. We will find out on Monday morning if you are a winner, or are we going to increase this to $200 here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
You know, it has been a while since he's been on the air with us.
A long time.
And there really is only one proper way to begin a Greg Behrendt interview, and it goes like this. I want to know how many other people you're going to talk to who actually have this music.
I mean, you're going to be it.
I figured you paid for it. I might as well use it.
Oh, my God. I appreciate it. Thank you for the spin. We'll look forward to the checks.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than, mail money.
Absolutely.
How the hell are you? You have not been here or on the air with us since 2017. You are sorely missed. I want you to know that when Halloween comes around every year, we run your clip of Analyzing Candy, and people just love it. They just die over it. So how are you? What have you been up to? Bring us up to speed.
I'm good. I'm very good. I've been doing pretty much the same stuff, man. You know, I've been touring here and there, working on a new book. Spending time with the family, you know?
When you say the family, is it still one child or is there more than one?
Oh, no, I've got two. I've got two.
Okay, we left off, you only had a daughter.
Oh, no. I think I forgot to mention the other one.
Okay. Or maybe you just only spoke about the daughter.
I think I only talked about the one, but I have two. Yeah, and they are 19 and 16 are their names.
Oh, my God. How has life with teenagers been?
Difficult.
Now that you are deep in parenting, I mean, the last time we spoke, we were talking about what they were dressing for Halloween. Do you find yourself the parent you thought you would be? Do you find other parents disappointing?
I just like parents that are honest about their kids. I can't stand the parents that tell you how great their kids are. Somebody's got to have a crappy kid.
And an ugly one, too.
Yeah, somebody's got to have an ugly kid. You know what I mean? Somebody's got to have a crappy kid and an ugly kid. I found that with two girls and a wife, I don't do a lot of talking ever.
Uh-huh.
nobody really needs your opinion.
That sounds like my grandpa. He had five daughters and a wife.
Yeah, and nobody really cares what you think.
Yeah.
Like, you're allowed to put your opinion in, but no one's taking it seriously.
Sure. The last time you were around, you were talking about how there need to be adult rock concerts.
Absolutely. A rock show that starts at a reasonable hour, right?
Because Bob Dylan has done this for you.
Is that right?
Yeah, Bob Dylan starts his show at 8 o'clock, and they're done by 10.
No opener. We don't need an opener. I don't need you to see you struggle through your five songs. Become a superstar, and then I'll go see you. But I don't need to struggle with an opening band. I'd love to see Bob move that show up to 7.
Oh, my God.
Out by 9.
Well, remember, he has to digest his dinner from 4 o'clock.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. That's true.
Greg, you'd be proud of me. I was listening to your podcast the other day, and you and I guess, is it Kane?
I am proud of you.
Well, thank you. You and Kane were arguing about Dots and Mike and Ike's and Good and Plenty.
Right. He doesn't like any of them.
Well, I don't like Good and Plenty, so he's right on that. But Dots and Mike and Ike's, I have. So my dad loves Dots. I love Dots. And now my two boys also love Dots.
Oh, Dots are incredible. And here's the thing about Dots, that if I'm really honest, they're not great. They're not great, and yet something about me just absolutely loves them.
See,
like, I get it. I get it if people don't like it, but I'm like, I love them too much.
See, I would go Gumdrop over Dots. I'm sorry. It's just I find it to be a better candy. But then again, I'm the only one of the three of us who likes spice.
Oh, yeah, I'm out on the spices.
Yeah, on the spice.
Oh, I can't do spices.
I know.
And that's showing your age a little.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. But but if you remember, I also like Necco wafers, so.
Right. You're old school. Like, you're classic old school.
I do. I have, from our conversations in the past, I have an old candy display at home of all kinds of candies that we have talked about that you wouldn't want to open them. I've got a Bonomo's Turkish Taffy bar that they could use to help us resupport a suspension bridge.
Oh, that's incredible. Good for you.
Right. How do you feel about this? There's this trend, and it usually happens around the holidays, making things that tasted a certain way for the longest time taste a different way. Like, they had candy canes this Christmas that tasted like hot dogs.
Yeah. Those are people that are in need of help. Okay. All right. That's a group of people out of ideas. And there's a boardroom full of people that make candy canes. And they're like, look, peppermint's not moving anymore, guys. It's just not happening. I need five new ideas on my desk by Monday. Because I saw Oreo flavored candy canes this year.
Right. Yeah. Right. And Oreo is a big criminal when it comes to this. It seems like just an Oreo tasting like an Oreo can't be enough of an Oreo anymore. Right?
No.
You know, it's like birthday cake tasting Oreos. Well, I don't want birthday cake. If I wanted birthday cake, I'd buy a damn birthday cake.
Right, if you're going to get a birthday cake, you don't need a birthday cake tasting Oreo.
All right.
Yeah, Oreo is also another company that's like, it keeps remaking itself. These candy companies can't get enough, so they keep remaking themselves. It's like, what isn't in a Reese's cup these days? Have you had the new Reese's cup that has nuts and screws in it? Oh, delicious. Yeah, they just put out one with the potato chip on it.
Right. No.
Come on. Don't be fooling around with potatoes.
Right.
While we're on the topic of bad candies, are you pro or anti candy corn?
I'm pro candy corn.
Yeah, see? I told you. See, it's just you.
But I think that's part of my being old.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
All right. This is an edible, right? Although it smells like it is. Fire logs that smell like Kentucky Fried Chicken. They put these out for Christmas.
Right? Here's the thing. I don't want a fire log that I want to eat.
Don't worry. I bought one for Dave for Christmas, and it smells like crap. So you're not going to want to eat it. It smells terrible. I had to get it out of my
head. Does it smell bad?
I opened the box when it arrived, and I immediately closed the box and taped it back up because it smelled so bad in my house.
Oh, amazing.
It was bad.
Yeah, that seems like a disaster.
Oh, God. Greg Barrett is going to be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is great to talk to you again, sir. Thank you so much for spending the time.
Oh, it was great to talk to you guys, too. I miss you.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.